Happy Monday to you. I'm Matt.
I'm Arliss.
And I'm Brian.
And we three together make up the Art House Rewind podcast, where we talk about all things film, art, and culture, particularly as it pertains to art house cinema and the Babcock Theater. Gentlemen, that's how are right. you today?
Yeah, doing good.
You're doing good? Brian, you good?
I'm great.
Good.
How are you, Matt?
Arliss, thanks for asking. I'm doing great, and I'm doing great because we get to talk about a film that I think is pretty special and awesome and amazing. So, but you won't tell me your thoughts on it until we're live on air. Yeah. So, all right, I'm ready and excited.
And Brian doesn't even get to see my rating on Letterboxd anymore until we do this conversation.
So. We were talking about it. If you follow Arliss, if you're one of the dozens, then man, this guy keeps it close
Arliss
to the
chest.
Got
like a huge following.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me, but I apologize for the dozens joke then.
He's got more than our house does.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Remember that movie review Instagram thing for a while?
Yeah. Okay. Well, congratulations, Arliss. You're more successful than either Brian and I or our powers combined. So that feels really great. All right. So before we jump into Arliss and his candid thoughts about the new film from Alex Garland, Civil War, let us talk about three things that are coming either to Art House or Babcock that the people need to know about. Brian, tell them what they've won.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of things happening this weekend. Narrowing it down to three is tough, but let's give it a try. First, opening at Art House this Friday, we have a made in Montana sort of gangster film. It is called Blood for Dust. It's got Kit Harington from Game of Thrones. And if you look closely, you might even see some people from the Gazette in there. So,
because it wasn't just made in Montana, it was actually shot in Billings, some scenes and different things, particularly the Gazette building.
Yep.
So you're going to see it. And so, see some extras, that you might know.
So we'll have that for the week, so be sure to check that one out. Should be a lot of fun. Then on Saturday, the 20th, we have a movie buff screening of the 1951 Disney classic Alice in Wonderland, which is a great one to check out on the big screen.
Arliss, are you a cartoon or a Tim Burton fan?
I haven't seen the cartoon.
What?
Mm-mm.
What?
Seen the Tim Burton one, though.
Okay. Well, you should come on Saturday. It's free.
All right.
It is free. Yeah.
Okay. So movie buffs happening free. Saturday.
Yep. Movie buffs happening. And then let's jump back to Art House for the last one. I've got a film called Hard Miles with Matthew Modine, and it's sort of this story based on a true story show of a man that was trying to rehabilitate some juvenile delinquents through the power of bicycling. So it should be a pretty inspirational story. And, you know, especially if you like things like Boys in the Boat, I think it's going to be right up your alley. So
just heartwarming, good people doing
That's
good
right.
things.
Exactly.
So, I like it. Okay, so cool.
Look at my inventory this week, all right?
Yeah. Make sure we're ready. Okay, so all that to say, gentlemen, this last past Friday, we opened Alex Garland's new film. He's the director, writer-director of Ex Machina, Annihilation. We had Men here a couple years ago. And so he's somebody that I've always been excited for whatever he's doing. And so this was one of my more anticipated films of the year. We checked it out. Everybody at this table has some thoughts. So before I get into my thoughts, who's going to go first? Arliss, you going to reveal that score, or do you want to hear what Brian has to say first?
Score of Brian.
Oh, he wants to go.
Okay, Brian, what did you think about Civil War?
My first thought is that I really need to watch it again, I think, is the main thing. So all of you that saw it, it's time for you to buy another ticket and come see it
again. Way to sell tickets. That's what this podcast is all about.
No, I enjoyed it. I do think that the marketing behind it was a little bit misleading. I think that, you know, I mean, I had so many people that were like avoiding the film like the plague, that they're like, I don't want to sit through that. That looks depressing and a little too close to home. But the way that it's portrayed, I think, is surprising, that it is very much more from a photojournalist point of view, as opposed to, you know, digging too deep into politics at all, really. Yep. And I think it's super well done. I think the characters, all three of the mains, are really well developed. And the last half hour is sort of the big, like, action movie set pieces of it. But I think part of why I keep thinking about it was because it was such an abrupt ending as well, that I almost want to sit through it again, and knowing that that's how it ends, you know, sit through it again and really sit more with the road movie of it.
So. Yeah. I think we are going to go into spoilers, but that, I think that was pretty non-spoilery.
Yeah.
So good work on that. I agree with you completely. I'm almost like bummed. Like, it just makes me sad, the trailer and the film, because the trailer sets up this emotional, almost trauma-inducing kinds of film, depending upon how you, where you're at in life. But for a lot of people, and I'm in the same boat, talking to so many people that I know, especially after seeing it, I know they would love this film. I know they would appreciate so much about this film. But when I ask them, oh, are you going to check this out? It's not even a thought in their mind. It is, no, why would I expose myself to that, to this anxiety-inducing kind of thing that is like the worst case scenario for my life or our country or whatever. And the trailer definitely is food for that kind of meal. And it's like, this isn't that movie at all. There's moments for sure that are powerful and intense and do hint at that. But the story that's actually being told, I think the film that's actually trying to be made and what's being communicated is so much different and so much broader and bigger than just this current political moment in our country, wherever you are. So for me, I'm with you on that. Like, I walked out of the film and was almost bummed at, like, man, that trailer didn't help.
Yeah,
it's hurting. It's not helping.
Yeah, and being in a theater a lot, I've had some like visceral reactions to that's not the movie they signed up for, absolutely like hating it. Of like, don't go see that movie, and it's like, all right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's all like, I've been thinking about it a lot, which this is pretty simplistic thinking, but it's almost like you go to a restaurant and the menu says, do you want a cheeseburger? And you order a cheeseburger and you get a plate of tacos out instead. It's like, this is not what I ordered. This is not what I anticipated. And it almost feels like that as a film sometimes. Like, there are people, I think, that are going to be disappointed because they're coming for that kind of film. They're interested in the politics of that film and the political messaging or whatever is being communicated. And none of that's being communicated. All of that's vague. You have ideas of Texas and California have joined together, but even that in today's current political climate feels weird. So there's people going into it. They're like, well, why? How? Who led this chart? You know,
and then even the studio released a picture of where the divide was and within this film. And it was just like laughable reactions to it of being like, okay.
But so then you go into the film like trying to like, so the film's going to explain this, right? Because that's what a teaser, what a trailer is for, intrigue to then be satisfied. And none of that it gets satisfied because it's a different movie.
Yeah.
So, sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Because to say, now we're on that point. A lot of it was made it too broad for me.
Okay.
Because, just say
it. So, Brian, excellent thoughts. Arliss, we're going to you. And I feel like I know what you're going to say, and I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay. I do recommend this movie, but a lot of thoughts, and I do want to see it again, but it kind of left me... feeling pretty cold by the end of it. And so it's like this huge, ambitious piece of filmmaking. And I just kind of felt numb towards it. And so especially when that abrupt ending didn't help me be like, okay, that was a movie. But then now I'm still thinking about it. So it is something I do want to return to, but I don't want to.
And I will say part of me was a little bit expecting what the trailer was giving me. So I kept waiting for that to happen. When it didn't, it kind of, it's like, okay, now I'm going to rewatch it knowing what I'm getting into more that I feel like can better absorb it.
Yeah, I remember. So we're going to jump into spoiler territory. I'm just going to say, I love this film. The more I think about it, the more I really, really like it. And I'm ready to talk about it and get into all the things about it. So there you go. If you need a recommendation, non-spoilerly, there it is. It's got an abrupt ending. I think that's as far as we went. So let's go into spoiler territory a little bit on this. So Arliss, when you think about it left you flat or left you, you know, cold, that you didn't really feel anything, is it because you feel like you signed up for a cheeseburger and got tacos instead? Is it because it didn't, like, the story didn't feel fleshed out enough to you that you wanted answers to those bigger questions?
A lot of it for me was just more of the character work going on, because especially because what happens to Kirsten Dunst at the end, for me, it was just like, oh, we're watching this young girl, like, tag along with her, like, heroes almost throughout that journey. And so that's part of mm-hmm. where I was left cold is because I just, like, I don't know what to say other than, like, I just wasn't satisfied with where they ended, other than she got a bunch of cool pictures at the end and her hero died, and then the movie just ended. Well, she so got you- the, like, cool shot of where her career is going to go up from there, because now she's truly like a war, like, photographer.
So, because there, but there's a little bit of a parallel happening that, like, mm-hmm. Kirsten Dunst's character, hardened war mm-hmm. photographer, and then by the end, she's having an emotional breakdown because she has some kind of connection with this younger photographer, mm-hmm. and so she's like flips spaces to being terrified, where the younger photographer was terrified in the beginning, and mm-hmm. now by the end, she's the war hardened. War photographer. And so for you, like, that just wasn't enough character development, or like it I guess, I don't know.
Yeah,
and if it didn't ring with you, it didn't ring with you. That's fine. I'm just trying, like, because for me, that was
what got you character into it.
Yeah, but it's not what got me into the movie, honestly. But, like, that's the character development that I can, like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. I don't think mm-hmm. I was ever like, whoa, just blown away. I agree with Brian, well acted on all that stuff. It was almost telegraphed what was coming in some ways, of like, oh, yep, there it goes, you know, that kind of thing. But I was on board, and I was great with it. Are you saying that you wanted more out of the characters, or
I did want more out okay. of the characters, okay. like, especially some of these different set pieces that, like, when we were into them, like, scariest parts of the movie where you're, like, just anxious waiting for them to get out of that situation, yep. like, especially the when they go into that weird that holiday. Drive-through
the gas station,
not the gas with station, the North Pole.
Oh, the
setup,
Christmas, yep,
where
yep,
there's a
yep.
sniper,
with the sniper yep.
and like that scene was well done when Jesse Plemons finally shows up, and the like build up to the car disappearing and then mm-hmm. that car being empty, and just knowing that clip from the trailer, it was just like, oh no, we're at this part of the movie yep, already, no. and but okay. yeah, so like.
But the main three in particular, for you, I would agree with you on the I can't remember the actor's name, the journalist, the guy,
I don't remember
the younger guy. Anyways, his didn't feel like it didn't feel like he was that great of a reporter, because it's like, what did he do? He just ran around.
I mean, when they finally get a break, he's just sitting there drinking the whole time.
Exactly.
Too, and it's like,
and the ending, I love the line. I love the scene of like any last words. I want to interview you for the president before he's about to be executed. And, you know, he's like, I don't want to die. And go, that'll do. And then they shoot him. Like, cool scene. But I'm like, that was the only reporting we saw the entire. Yeah, yeah. And he didn't even write it down. Like, it wasn't even like, record this. It was just like,
and then he didn't he come from the same news outlet as Kirsten Dunst mm-hmm. did? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be a little bit like character development critique of like, I enjoyed his character, but like, mm-hmm. A, you're not very good at your job. So why do you think you're going to, maybe that's why he thinks he's going to interview the president, because he just has completely unrealistic expectations of who he is and what he can do.
And then the older guy for me, he just kind of felt like father to be, mm-hmm. or like just to get part of, we were talking about Kirsten Dunst.
Yep.
Character, like, part of it, him dying was part of where she started to break down finally.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And I thought he was great. I really liked his character. I mm-hmm. liked the way they used his character. Like, it just felt real. Like, this guy, I mean, it was great acting and good casting and all that stuff. So Arliss for me, and Brian for me, Brian's heard me give this spiel before, but for me, the more I think about this movie, and I'm in the same boat, I want to watch it again. But I feel like this is a movie, when it comes to the title, when it comes to the opening scene, when it comes to breaking down scene after scene after scene, I think this is an incredible piece of work asking the question of what happens or what can happen when we lose the ability to communicate with one another, whether it's because of how we view things or where we are or what's going on or those kinds of things, when we can no longer authentically and with some sort of humanity communicate with one another, this is where it goes. So the opening scene, president is practicing his speech. So communication, you know, all the scenes that you're talking about. I love the interaction between the snipers at the Christmas scene, mm-hmm. the snipers mm-hmm. and the journalists, and just all of that. And it's like, well, who are you shooting at, or why are you shooting at him? I can't remember the exact quote. They're like, well, because they're shooting it. Like, it's, there's no ability to communicate. And then the for me, yeah. one of the best scenes of the whole film, the, you know, Jesse Plemons scene, where it's just like that communication, because it's, what kind of American are
yeah,
you?
Just everybody just looks yeah. at each other like a threat, and just because yep. they don't know who
we
they
can't
are.
Communicate yeah. anymore. And so like, and then again, the last scene with the president, any last words, and I don't want to die. Okay. You know, just like, for me, that was, because I, and this is, you know, my own personal bias and thinking, obviously, but there's so much, like, the fear of this, like, the idea that we're scared of this film because it could be us, and so we don't want to see it, and people are staying away from it, that's fine. Yeah. But the reality of what this film is painting and the reality of where we could be headed, maybe not till, you know, full-on civil war and Texas and California have joined forces, yeah, and all those things like that, but this idea of the kinds of worlds, the kinds of relationships, the kinds of interactions we have as human beings because of our inability to communicate. And I think that's really fascinating when we look at even certain family dynamics and our inability to communicate with parents or uncles or whatever, because of that, like, we cannot see each other, mm-hmm, and talk candidly and honestly, mm-hmm, anymore without drawing battle lines, without feeling like there's a gun on the other side of this conversation the minute I go there. And that's hyperbole, obviously, but that's what this, yeah, film is doing. And that's what I really, really appreciated and loved about it. So I was like, awesome, I'm in. Mm-hmm. I haven't listened or read everything that Alex Garland has said or written about this film. And so he could have a completely different intention. Yeah. But here's what I do know. He is great at taking an idea and a concept like Ex Machina, like Men, like Annihilation, and then you build this world and these scenes around, mm-hmm, that idea. Whether it's slow or intense, whatever it is, like he's good at sticking to that. So for me, I walked out of the film and kept thinking about that. And that's why I was in.
All right.
There you go, Arliss. And Brian. And Anyways. So what's the number, Arliss?
Oh, just a 6 out of 10.
Just a 6. Just a 4.
That's what would make you feel better if I tell you that I rated this higher than Men.
That doesn't surprise me, but also, okay. Yeah, that's great. So all that to say, I think this is a film that you got to see.
Yeah.
I know, again, we say this all the time, but I think that last half hour, like when it truly becomes a war action film, mm-hmm, it's done really, really well. There's a lot of, you know, interesting thoughts on, like, there's no way that, like, special forces soldiers are tagging along or having journalists tag along like this, mm-hmm, and they're like protecting him. I don't know enough about the war world or military to say yes or no. All I do know is it felt realistic,
yeah,
you know, in its approach of this. It wasn't overly bombastic and crazy, but it did feel big and it felt dangerous, and I was in. I thought it was really well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that was my favorite part of the movie. So,
because it was coming to the end.
Yeah, that part too. Yeah. Well, finally chose a tone too.
That's true. I'm with you. You signed up for a hamburger, got tacos, you weren't sure. So I get it. So, all right, gentlemen, any last thoughts?
No.
Everybody good and happy?
I'm very happy. Okay. I'm really debating whether I go again tonight.
Ooh, so you could come tonight as we post this on Monday.
See Brian.
See Brian.
Oh, man, I'll be such a distraction from the film. You'll just be turned around in your seat.
Here's the real Civil War, Brian. This is why Brian and I have to watch films alone in the theater, because Brian just distracts everybody when he's in the theater. Brian's here. So, all right. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much. Make sure to come check out all the great things we've got. Civil War continues to be here for at least another week and a half.
Another week.
So make sure to check that out before it goes away. Other than that, arthousebillings.com. See you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.